Tensions in Egypt are running high as people defy a new ban on unauthorized protests and take to the streets in major cities. Clashes between security forces and supporters of the ousted president have left dozens injured. Many more have been detained. Violence broke out after Mohamed Morsi's supporters joined protests, dubbed the Friday of Retribution, to denounce the new anti-protest law and demand the ousted president's reinstatement. Clashes in Cairo erupted after police fired tear gas to disperse people joining the funeral of a university student who was killed in a protest on Thursday. Similar violence has been reported in Alexandria, Giza, and the Nile Delta. The mass rallies come despite warnings from authorities of a firm response to any unauthorized protests. Under the new law, protest organizers are obliged to get permission for protests and hand in the names and addresses of all the people planning to join. The new law is under scrutiny, both domestically and internationally. Correspondent Karim Kamaladine has been following these protests very closely. Joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Karim, tell us more about these protests. And of course, today is Friday, so there must have been an increase in the number of protests that occurred in the country.
Indeed, Kaveh. Thousands of Egyptians took to the streets this Friday, the first Friday following the issuance of the law, the anti-protest law that was ratified by the military-backed President Adli Mansour on Sunday. And thousands of Egyptians took to the streets in defiance to this protest law, which many believe reveals the ugly face of the June 30th protests and the military appointed government, those who came to power following the June 30th protests and after the army generals toppled Egypt's first democratically elected president Mohamed Morsi. Now they are warning against protests again, or they're warning against anti-government protests, and that they are also putting or they have issued hefty fines and also harsh jail sentences, and the recent jail sentences to the 21 women that they have been sentenced to from 11 to 15 years in jail, which a move that has sparked criticism against Egypt's judiciary from Egyptians from all walks, regardless of their political affiliations, and that politicians who were supportive of the military coup that has ousted Mohamed Morsi are now critical of this law, and they are feeling that the Egyptian military-appointed government is using the judicial institution in launching an attack or to take revenge from the Muslim Brotherhood and from the sympathizers of Egypt's with sympathizers with Egypt's deposed president Mohamed Morsi. But it seems, Kaveh, that despite this law in place and the security forces using a brutal force against the protesters, but this is not hindering the Egyptians from taking to the streets this Friday, dubbed the Friday of Retribution, calling for the retribution for all those who were killed. And just a 19-year-old student was killed yesterday on the hands of the security forces, and Egyptians are expressing their rage over the exploitation of the legislative powers by Egypt's military-backed President Adli Mansour. And the ordinary Egyptians, Kaveh, they're not against the law, but they are saying that this law should have been issued when Egypt's parliament is in place or is elected, that an elected body would, that representative of the Egyptian people would draft such a law regulating protests. But what many are feeling now that the military in Egypt is strengthening its grip on power, and also in essence the rejection of the 50-member constituent assembly that was appointed by the military to scrap the article in the amendments of the constitutional draft banning military trials for civilians. But after the 2012 constitution and also this drafts that are being amended, the military trials for civilians are still in place, are still effective, and this is also denounced by many Egyptians following the January 25th revolution. And the main demands and objectives of the January 25th revolution was the freedom of expression and social justice. What many now are feeling, Kaveh, and in the latest military crackdown on the protesters, that justice and social justice and freedom is far-fetched.
Thank you very much for that. Kerem Gamaluddin there talking to us from Cairo. Thank you.